Blog Talk Radio.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
Man has a natural need to party.
Yeah, you want to talk about a crazy game? I mean, a game that was back and forth entirely the whole time, and then to have that fourth quarter comeback like that with 2 onside kicks and still blow it with only 19 seconds left. I swear, though, if I could have had maybe 50 seconds left, the game might have been a little different.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'd be doing better if I had a Royale with cheese in my hand.
And the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't block a wet paper bag if it was just in front of them. So, you know, I think he get lucky when he plays. I played him, I shut him down. I'm always going to shut him down in the playoffs.
And, you know, I should pay attention to the stuff that you actually write. And over the last 2 seasons, you've actually helped me out a lot.
Me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind.
15 mile an hour pro wind. Oh my goodness.
Long time I made
Welcome
my decision.
To another Out of Bounds Radio, your radio that source for your weekend fix of OBA Nation football. Thank you so much for everyone coming out tonight. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you guys are definitely ready for next week kickoff to start off, because it's going to be crazy. And I think a lot of people are just beyond excited. Players, coaches, the league, the fans. It is just going to be ridiculous. I mean, how long have we been waiting for this? Finally, kickoff right around the corner. It's been way, way too long. So hopefully you guys will be tuning in next week when the season officially kicks off. These 53-man roster updates will be out very soon. So look forward to it. And again, get excited, crowd. All right, we got a lot of things to dive in tonight. We got a couple callers, but first and foremost, if you guys don't already know, again, this is Out of Bounds Radio, your source for your weekend fix, brought to you by, of course, OBA Nation Football. If you guys don't already know, go ahead and check us out on Twitter. You can go over to Twitter. It is OBA Nation at OBA underscore football. And again, the phone lines are open tonight, 929-477-1285. Again, phone lines open, 929-477-1285. And of course, I cannot forget, as always, I am your host, the Notorious P.I.G. So, where do you guys want to start off tonight? Well, how about we go with this? First and foremost, we got some other teams that have finally gotten some coaches. We've got now, of course, where's he at? Mr. The Atlanta Falcons finally picked up their coach. Made in Korea is now their new coach. On top of that, the San Diego Chargers finally, I think, found possibly their franchise coach. We're going to find out as the season progresses when we kick off. Mr. Brock and Roll, so definitely congratulations to him. Hopefully things will go well with him in the Charger Nation. Also, a few hours ago, we just got word that the Cincinnati Bengals picked up Cincy Shaka. So definitely a big round of applause to these new people back to the league. It's going to be pretty fun to see how some of these new guys interact with the rest of the league. Of course, the other coaches, the players, and their personnel decisions they make going towards the future. All right, on to some other things. If you guys have not already checked out, we do have a Facebook page. Just go to obanationfootball.com. There's a little link in the right-hand corner. Click on it. It'll take you right to our Facebook page. We are trying to get more people on the social media, make it more fun, make it more incredible. And on top of that, if you guys have not already checked out, there are some things on both Twitter or the Facebook page about the first OBA Nation shirt. That's right. We finally did it. 2 years later, there's an OBA Nation shirt. Eventually, will they go into mass production? We are hoping so. We're going to do a couple more designs, release them, and then go from there. Probably be selling them on the site. Any money, contributions, or, of course, any donations that go towards the shirt,
for paying for them. We'll go right back into the league to make sure that there's longer radio shows here at Out of Bounds Radio. And, of course, possibly trophies in the future. That is something we're definitely trying to get towards. All right. Some other things I want to go over tonight with you guys before we get to some of our phone call people. First and foremost, what teams this year do you feel that would dominate? Now, let's talk about the AFC this year. We know right now that Joe Flacco is coming back from an ACL injury from last year. So, how will the Ravens send in their division? The Steelers. Steelers' defense has not been great for the past couple of years. However, if they can get that taken care of, I really feel that they could be a powerhouse within the AFC. A lot of you guys are saying the Broncos out there. I know there's a couple phone callers on my on the lines that are sitting there saying, oh, definitely the Broncos. Broncos have a stellar defense. Let's not forget that. Yes, Peyton Manning is no longer with the Broncos. Right now, it looks like Sanchez just got cut. It looks like he will be heading on over to Dallas. It looks like Dallas needs all the help they can get. But back on track with Denver. It looks like the young kid named Sedeman, I think it is going to win that job pretty much, and it will be the starter. Paxton Lynch, still a raw talent, has a lot to go. But if they can just get a managing quarterback out of the Denver Broncos, watch out for the Broncos this year in the OBAFL to make up definitely some headway. That defense they got is sick. And there are some sources out there that are saying, I don't know, but this is what Mr. Football Insider is saying. There's a possibility that the Broncos are trying to shop around Aqib Talib. I don't know. That's just what I'm hearing, people. But on to some other things. What other teams in the AFC? If I had to, someone told me today, or actually in the chat room right now, they're asking, first and foremost, what sleeper team would be happening in the AFC? I have to go with the Raiders. Coach Alex and the Raiders have a lot of ammunition. They are wide at wide receiver. Their defense linebackers and defensive line is going to be sick. So I can't wait to see what Alex can do with this team now. He's had many years with the Oakland Raiders, but he's never had a team of this caliber. Amari Cooper is going to be healthy. That's going to be huge for him. Look for him to really just pound the rock and make some big plays downfield when you least expect it. Let's go and go to one of our first callers tonight. Let's go to Brandon over in North Dakota. Brandon, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, you?
Not bad, sir, not bad. what is going on in the world of the OBFL, man?
I don't even know where to start, man. There's so much going on. You know, we got a full it looks like we got a full 32 coaches, so it's definitely going to be an interesting season.
When was the last time you've seen 32 coaches in this league, man? It's definitely been a while.
I don't think I haven't been in for a long time. I've been out for a couple seasons, but I don't think I've ever been in a season where all 32 coaches were taken up.
What is one of the scariest teams that you've been hearing about right now in the AFC? Well, I mean, what are your sources been telling you?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, you hit the nail right on the head, you know, with the Broncos D, but yeah, you know, you can't always count the Patriots out. You know, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, you can never count them out. But like you said, the Raiders are looking really scary, man. You know, Khalil Mack coming off the edge. They got Bruce Irvin now, and you know, they finally got their star-studded receiver to go along with a good young developing quarterback. So I'd definitely be very worried about the Raiders, but the whole AFC West in general is, you know, going to be pretty scary because Jamal Charles is coming back for the Chiefs. You know, the Chargers go and add Travis Benjamin, you know, a speedster, you know, to fill their slot. So it's going to be, the AFC West is definitely going to be interesting.
What do you feel about the Dolphins this year, man? I mean, the Dolphins have been Dolphins have been pretty much a dark horse, I guess you could say, the past couple seasons. They've never really gone anywhere. Could this be a chance where they finally break out?
You know, it's hard to tell. You know, they got some good young receivers to go along with Tannehill, but, you know, they lost their star running back in Lamar Miller. That's going to be a huge hit because, yeah, they signed Arian Foster, but I think he's on the towards the last leg of his career. And then they got this Ayane guy, but – you know, he's unproven yet, so it's hard to say that running game is going to be lacking a little bit. You know, I see them airing the ball out a lot, so if they can limit the turnovers, you know, no picks, no fumbles, you know, and just air some teams out, they have a shot.
I mean, look at Sue. I mean, if you were coaching in the league, would you have made the actual trade for Sue? Would you have taken him?
You know, it's hard to say when, you know, a player of his caliber, because you just never know what's going to happen. You know, he could just be having a couple down years, you know, or maybe he just can't play anywhere else besides Detroit. Who knows? When you leave a place that you've been with and you're comfortable with and start fresh somewhere else, it could take a toll on you, but maybe now that he's been there for a year or two, maybe he'll start settling down and feel more comfortable and start playing a little better.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, some people are saying he could be the next Albert Haynesworth 2.0. Let's hope not. That was a big enough mistake down in D.C. I highly doubt Miami wants to deal with something like that.
Well, you know, Albert was a lot older. Anybody could have seen that coming. You know, he was on the downside of his career. Yeah, he had a career year when he left the Titans, but, you know, he was getting up there in age where Sue's still way in his prime. So I see him having a nice bounce back year this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely true. And then I mean, you look at the Bengals. Again, this is just from my point of view. I mean, you're the professional when it comes to actually knowing more about the teams. But are the Cincinnati Bengals one of the most complete teams in the AFC?
You know, they definitely are. You know, they got their star-studded receiver in A.J. Green. They got a 1-2 punch, Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard. And, you know, the defense is always, you know, it's not the best, but it's not the worst. You know, it gets the job done, so. I think if they can all stay healthy, you know, especially Andy Dalton, if everybody can stay healthy, they got a chance to make a splash.
No doubt about that, man. I mean, is there any one game in week one that you've kind of been, I'm not sure if you know the schedule yet, but is there any AFC game that you're most excited to watch for week one?
There's quite a few games out there, you know. It's going to be a star-studded week. But, you know, you can never go wrong with a rematch from the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, Broncos-Panthers, that should be a good game. Is the defense going to come out and shine? Or is Cam Newton going to come out and light them up? You know, we don't know yet. And how's that quarterback going to do, you know? Are they going to be able to run the ball and limit the turnovers so he doesn't have to throw a lot? Or is he going to have to come out gunslinging right away, right off the bat, you know, and with Josh Norman gone, it might work in the Broncos' favor, but still, you know, a young quarterback could mean a lot of turnovers.
Oh, no doubt. And then you look at the Indianapolis Colts this year, Brandon. I mean, Andrew Luck hurt last year. The team just didn't do well. The kid's got a lot of upside, but I mean, is he really the answer for the Indianapolis Colts?
You know, I just take it back to the Peyton Manning days. You know, Peyton Manning was amazing, you know, and they always were in contention for playoffs, you know, but they never had a defense. So if Colts can find a way to get a defense going to go along with Luck, you know, because they're slowly getting weapons. I know they lost Fleener, but they still got Dwayne Allen, T.Y. Hilton, you know, Frank Gore is on the downslide, but you know, I think he's got at least 1 year left in the tank. So if they can figure out what to do with that defense, I think they should be all right.
I mean, definitely true on that. I mean, and also, Brandon, with all the testing that's been going on, do you ever think that eventually the OBFL is going to start testing certain players for maybe possibly PEDs?
You know, I wouldn't put it past it. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Oh man, it's too much. I had to throw that. I had to throw that curveball in there.
Yeah, I figured you'd try to give me something in there somewhere.
Yeah, but you're the stats guy, man. That's one thing I can always say about you, man. When the season starts, watch out, people out there. This guy knows his stats. Let me just tell you that he is the stat man.
I love my numbers.
So is there anything else you want to tell me tonight, man, that you want to get off your chest, or you've been, or anything in general?
You know, it's just good to be back. Football is back, baby. You know, everything's better when football is around, you know. It's just the way it is.
No doubt, man, no doubt. I mean, right now, from what I've been hearing, is they're trying to do a promo video through within the league. So I don't know when that's going to be out, but they're trying to do a high-definition promo. So that should be something interesting. I think the league as a whole is going to try and get a lot of input from a lot of people on that one. So make something really special. And
that sounds awesome.
We need to get some more footage out there, man.
Let me ask you. You asked me about the AFC. What do you think about the NFC?
The NFC, honestly, you know, Rodgers struggled last year. Aaron Rodgers is a top quarterback within the NFC. Probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. But definitely the NFC. I mean, then you've got, of course, Cam Newton coming right behind him. And I can't forget Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson's only been in the league for, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years, but he's proven. I mean, he comes down the crunch time. But right now, I'm definitely saying the Packers are going to have a good year. The Falcons, bad things towards the coach. I just don't think the Falcons have it this year. But definitely look for the Panthers to make a move. Saints are going to be in a rebuilding mode. I mean, obviously, after they got rid of Jimmy Graham, they haven't been the same. But if I had to pick right now, probably the top two teams this year in the NFC is probably going to be the Green Bay Packers and, of course, the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, the Seahawks are every year they're dominant. Their defense has gotten, I think, a little bit weaker, but I think they've got a couple of young, talented guys that are really step up towards the middle of the season and towards the end. Especially with Coach Hayes. So watch out for the Seahawks and the Packers this year to really jump out. Let's see. Vikings going to have a good defense. I mean, Coach Tay's going to have his hands full. That's going to be really interesting to watch that. He's going to have to play the Packers twice a year. So that, if any of you guys are out there listening, the Packers and the Vikings game, that is the game to watch live on Twitch. Hands down, and I'm pretty sure all the caller would agree with me on that one. The Giants, I really can't leave the Giants out. I mean, maybe I should put the Giants and the Packers and the Seahawks out there, honestly, because the Giants have won back-to-back bowls within our league. They beat, you're blessed, the Bengals pretty good, and then they messed up the Houston Texans last year. So they are still the defending reigning champions in the league. I guess I shouldn't count that out. But definitely the Packers and the Seahawks are going to be at the top of my list.
All right. Not bad. Let's talk rookies real quick.
All right.
My dark horses for offense and defensive rookies of the year. I know everybody's all high on Ezekiel Elliott, but, you know, someone I think everybody needs to look for is Derrick Henry down in Tennessee. I really think he has a chance to be one of the best backs in the league, you know. And then as far as defense goes, I think we really need to watch out for Mr. Eli Apple up in New York. Those are the two rookies that I'm most excited to watch. And then I'm going to put my vote in right now for offense and defensive rookie of the year.
There you go. I guess for the NFC, I know it's kind of biased a little bit. But I'd have to go with Sue Cravens for the Redskins. And the reason is the guy not only can play safety, but he can play linebacker. He's got great instincts. And I'd probably pick him for defense. For offense, yeah, I'm probably going to go on the bandwagon and say Ezekiel Elliott. Dallas has already got a pretty decent run game. They did last year. But now they, of course, upgraded because the Redskins let go of Alfred Morris. They got Ezekiel Elliott. And if I'm not mistaken, they still got was with the Raiders. I can't remember his name. McFadden. They still got McFadden. So they got a 1-2-3 punch if they can build off that properly. So definitely look for Ezekiel Elliott probably to be one of the top ones in the league. At least, again, that's just me. Guy's got great speed, great athleticism, but he's a hard time to take down. He really is.
Talking about the Cowboys now with the way the preseason unfolded and how good Dak Prescott played, you know, do you think I think he has a chance at taking Tony Romo's throne, and if he does, that's another one to look out for, is for offensive rookie of the year. Cause he, you know, he can run, he has a good arm. It looks like he sees the field very clearly. So if he can surpass Tony Romo in the league, in our league, and leapfrog him into that starting spot, he's definitely a dark horse to look out for too.
You know, that's a really good point, Brandon. It really is. I didn't even think about that. I'm so stuck on Ezekiel Elliott. But, yeah, I mean, Prescott's been in the preseason. He's been amazing. And if he can turn that in to being solid, because I'm pretty sure Roman's not going to be healthy. And he has a lot of promise. Then Dallas has a lot to be excited about because this kid is incredible. He reminds me, and maybe he'll remind you too, of Russell Wilson when Russell Wilson first came to the league. No one really thought anything of the guy. He just came in, he did what was asked of him, and he made plays. And that's what he reminds me of, a Russell Wilson with good instincts and just good ball placement.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't mean to cut you short, Brandon, but I'm going to bring Mr. Ruff on real quick because I got him on the line. Make sure I spread it out, and I'm probably going to bring you both on at the same time. But I will be right back. Again, that was Brandon. From good old OBFL Insider. Let's bring this guy, Mr. Short Guy, Ruff Wave. How you doing, Ruff?
I'm doing good.
Can we get a little bit of applause for this short guy? He needs a little love tonight.
Funny guy.
Yeah, I got to. It's easy when I got the buttons.
Yeah, I just have a few things
doing?
I want to say.
All right.
Yeah, just want to welcome the new guys to the league. Welcome Alex back and Lions fan back, original members.
Exactly.
And about the OBA T-shirts, they're made in America, unlike Donald Trump's suits.
Oh, I love it, man. I love it.
And the comment on what y'all were talking about with the Cowboys, since I get to see them bastards every Sunday, Prescott struggles, their season is done. Period. End of story.
Okay.
There's no hope.
No hope?
They'll just pack in the box. Elliott ain't going to do shit. They'll pack in the box. What do you really think? Mark Sanchez is going to be their savior? Mr. Butt fumble himself.
That's
they're going to have a long season.
Time.
They'll just have a long, hard season. That's six weeks before Romo's back. Their season will be done before he gets back if he struggles.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that offensive line is supposedly one of the best, man. But, I mean, I think Romo's just done. I think Romo needs to hang it up. I think what happened to Drew Bledsoe back in the day with Tom Brady, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen somewhere in Dallas if things work out with Prescott.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they made a new movie sequel about Romo.
What was that?
Brokeback Mountain 2. Oh, we could hear. I could hear Demon Seed picking up his phone now.
Yo, fucking Romo haters.
I hear him dialing in now.
That would be funny too. That would be funny as crap. I was actually looking up. I was going to do a top 10 tonight of why people think Romo, why people think the Cowboys are good, but I didn't have enough time. But I was like, man, but I've got that for next week, though.
That sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah. You gotta always love on Chad. He doesn't like it, but, you know, you got to beat up on him every once in a while. He deserves it sometimes.
He played a good game in Madden tonight. He beat me in a preseason game.
Nice.
He scored about 8 seconds left.
Oh, man. Was it the Witten or was it Dez Bryant?
Witten got a
catch and broke a tackle and streaked down the field for like 60 yards for a touchdown. I mean, really. But he won.
Oh, wow.
He won 18-17. So.
How did Bashaud Perriman look for you, though? I mean, now that he's finally healthy.
I didn't even throw him the ball.
Well, never mind with that one, then.
Yeah, I didn't throw him the ball. He looked good, though, running the routes. So I just didn't throw him the ball. I think I honestly threw about 7 passes for the game.
Oh, wow.
So,
the ground is down pretty much, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to get terror on the ground. I just figured to get all the running backs in and see what they can do, and yeah, I'm going to be a terror. So the league was on notice. Stop the run.
That's too cool, man, too cool.
You know.
So you're digging it so far? You are digging the game?
First game I played with it, yeah. You know, but then, you know, it takes us about playing it straight before we start seeing the stuff they covered up known as the bugs.
Yeah.
But so far I'm liking it.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Man, I can't wait. Like Cordova says, I'm excited. I'm just, it's taking too long, and it's just next week, you know, because they're going to release it. I'm hoping by Friday they're going to release it. I'm hoping maybe Thursday.
I'm thinking Tuesday. Looking right after the holiday because they sent out a partial update today that they sent out.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any sense. Why send out a partial? Should have just waited.
Yeah. That's why I look at it, man.
No.
I got people messaging me all day. Hey man, when we start? Oh man, I can't wait, man. I'm getting back from Hawaii. I'm getting back from here. Oh, I can't. So I'm like, that's cool, man. Get ready to fire up the Twitch because we're all ready to watch, man. It's going to be – get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. On another note, we still need 2 teams for fantasy football. Don't know where CJ has disappeared to. He may be in Madden rehab.
He was going to take a step out of your book.
Yeah. But,
so
I
know you guys
the soundtrack.
Want to be in fantasy football.
I'm trying to hold your spot, CJ, but, you know, if you don't sign up, you may not be one.
Man, yeah, so 2 more spots is all we have open?
Yeah. I like doing 10 teams. 12 is just too much.
What's the most ones you've ever been? Is there like a 24 one out there, or is that?
There's a 24. I did a 12. I didn't like it.
Man.
Simply because when somebody gets injured, there's nobody really in the pool to take their place.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much, you know, you're pretty much stuck. If a major player goes down, you're like, my season's done, so I won't do 12. I won't host a 12-man league. Hold on.
Man.
We got the Madden going, the Battlefield 1 going, which is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It plays something. It's just incredible. That's all I can say.
That's too darn cool, man. Yeah, I'm going to jump on, I think, after this and play a little football, play a little this, play a little bit of that, and relax. I got a 3-day weekend, man. I'm going to enjoy it.
Definitely do a little Madden. Get a preseason game in there. Sounds like a plan.
Hell yeah, man. But it looks like we only got 52 seconds left. Hopefully when we start football, I know we usually get more calls when we actually play football. So that's when we'll probably get a lot more people on.
Yeah. Season starts next week, Wade Goat. I'm expecting you to big things out of you this year, especially when you play the Redskins. I know you're ready. I'm pulling for you, Wade. I'm the only one, Wade, in the league that says you can do it.
That was rough Wade from the Baltimore Ravens. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening tonight. I know we will be more busy come next week once we go ahead and get the league started. And, again, to all you new leaguers out there, you guys know who you are, the Bengals, Mr. Sensei Shaka, Mr. Lions fans for returning, Made in Korea, all you guys in Brock and Roll, good luck this season. And most of all, hope you guys enjoy your stay here at OBA Nation. It's going to be awesome. And again, as always, the Notorious P.I.G. over here at Out of Bounds Radio for OBA Nation, signing out. Till next time, guys.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
Man has a natural need to party.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Football First Down Marker Guy.
Mr. Football First Down Marker Guy.
Like a centurion guard protecting the Roman Empire, you stand ready to measure, to mark, or when needed, to pat a tight end's fanny.
Can I touch you there?
You are blessed with poise, truthfulness, and most importantly, the ability to count to four.
I know lots of numbers.
And how do you protect yourself from an out-of-control 300-pound linebacker? A plastic yellow vest.
It's also reflective.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh guard of the gridiron, because no one measures up to you.
Mr. Football First Down Marker Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.